Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to episode 54 an episode of Live Wrestling Podcast. Now, in case you've never listened to this show before, my name is Josh. I am your current reigning and defending Live Wrestling champion. I am
Dylan Cross is our champion.
Dylan Cross is a lie that
Dylan
I
Cross
perpetrated.
Got blown up in a limousine. If I remember correctly.
He returned the next day, and then we get hit by a car thanks to Rikishi. It's pretty rude,
yes.
Him, frankly. But that voice you just heard is Kevin.
Yep.
You really
That's
don't
all
think
I have
through
to say.
Those, do you?
Just like you don't think about checking the episode number.
You're absolutely right. I have never once done that.
It's the same thing every week.
Yep,
episode, why don't I check it?
I'm not a professional podcaster. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, someday soon.
Yeah, we'll get paid for this. We yeah, may okay. be joined at some point by Will, or we may not. So...
Probably not, if past has anything to do with it.
Yeah, but we'll see. I believe in him, personally. I believe in Will. I stand with Will. Hashtag
do you
that.
Believe in Will? Do you believe in him?
No.
No?
No, I believe.
You just gotta believe.
Oh, I just realized that this is a audio podcast and you can't see
I was
us.
Thinking that. I was like, if it's just two of us, maybe one day we could just do a video.
Yeah, because we actually have webcams.
Yeah, and we're wrestling geared up for no reason. Other
true.
Than it's amazing.
Actually, I've worn this Kevin Owens hat every day for the past 2 weeks, so I'm
always
wrestling geared
up. I believe you. In your Snapchat, you're usually in it.
Yeah, because I'm, like, about to go to college, and, like, I don't want to get a haircut too soon before that, so that like, I want to go in looking fresh, so I have
Who
to, like...
Who wants to go to college any... Oh, no, I'm joking. All
right. So, wrestling happened this week as well, and
yeah.
we got to wrestling in record time. Somebody actually mentioned wrestling in the first 3 minutes of the podcast. That's pretty cool.
I mentioned a wrestling t-shirt, if that counts.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. So we've done very well. So, Raw happened this week, which is kind of how I would describe it, I guess. It
yeah,
definitely
Raw happens
occurred.
Every week, Josh.
Monday Raw rolled around, and there was three-some hours of Raw, and then it was over, and I am with mixed feelings about it.
Which you should be.
Yeah, I think really the way that we got to go is just kind of take it piece by piece. Segment by segment, run through it was what I'm really trying to say.
Ultimate Warrior, just run down through it. Shake the ropes a little bit, you know. Get this podcast going.
I would do the motion, but this is an audio podcast. So we started off with Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins is a fucking great promo. I don't care what anyone says. Like, people
yeah.
I see on Twitter all the time, oh, he's so boring, he's not a good champion, whatever.
Those it's kind of his character, things. Though. It's kind of his character is to be the same promo week after week heel.
Well, to be fair, most people on the roster cut the same promo week after
Triple
week.
Triple H has given the same promo for 10 years, and we don't say anything about that.
Yep, Bray Wyatt says the same thing every week, and we kind of start to speak up on that. John Cena
just
says
changed,
the same thing every week for 15 years. So.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's rapped it a couple times, so it's been a little
Oh, yeah, but he's rapped the same thing. Just it rhymed then, which is even better. But we got Seth freaking Rollins out of the deal, which is a good deal. With Michael Cole saying freaking like it's a cuss word is the best thing ever. Go watch Raw if you didn't, just for Michael Cole like being slightly uncomfortable if he should say freaking or not. And then like settling on, okay, freaking is okay thing to say. It's just a great journey to watch. So
I wonder if
he
like whispered it and then seen if Vince said anything. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
And once Vince didn't say anything, it was like, freaking.
Oh, freaking.
Yeah, I'm freaking cool.
He's just
like
slowly
it's
like
when you
rising
slowly...
out of his chair. Freaking.
It's like when you slowly say like the word crap for the first time in front of your parents, and they shake it off nonchalantly, and you're like, crap.
It's like, exactly like that. Michael Cole is a toddler, I think, is what we're getting out of this. So Rollins is upset about having two matches. Sting is there, I guess. He was in the back with Rollins' statue.
The statue doesn't even look like Rollins, to be fair.
They forgot to design the world, like the United States champion part of it. They just kind of like did an outline and called it a day. Hold on. Kevin, you're up.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard gone. That. That wasn't me. I heard that too.
Up. Oh, is it me? I don't know. Well, it's gone now. So Seth Rollins is talking, interrupted by Sting. And Sting, why was Sting fucking terrible? Like, he's been doing this for so long. It really hasn't been that bad.
I feel bad because everybody's in love with Sting and thinks he should be the next champion, and I'm just not about it.
I like Sting. I think he's fine. He hit Undertaker stat, like, current Undertaker, like, way earlier than Undertaker did. Like, he was like... Like, Undertaker put on great matches for years, and then all of a sudden he's just like, okay, well, I guess he's there, and he's got a cool presence. That's, like, where Sting was, like, in TNA, even. Like, as soon as WCW was gone, Sting was gone, too.
I 100% agree. 100%.
And now he's just, like, in WWE pretending that he's still the Crow gimmick, and he's not. He's really not. I don't...
Yeah, I hear it, too.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little, like... Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's gone, I guess. But it seems like he's trying so hard to be like
be cool,
intimidating and cool.
Be cool.
It's clear he's like a 40-something year old man trying to be cool. And
I just don't understand how the fans are buying it up. I don't get it.
I don't
Everybody's
know.
Everybody's like Sting for champion. Get the belt off of Seth Rollins. Why does Seth Rollins deserve it? Sting deserves it. He's had so many years.
Like, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen anyone like supporting Sting.
I have on Facebook and in the groups I follow, I have seen many people supporting Sting being champion.
That confuses the shit out of me.
I just try comparing it to Brock Lesnar. And they're like, no, it's different. Sting's a good guy.
Yeah, well.
It's like, Sting's old. Sting deserves it. Like, no, it doesn't deserve it. If he came back and had more than one match where he lost, I could say maybe he deserved a title shot, but I don't think he should have the championship.
I don't mind him having the title shot. I think it's kind of like a cool attraction for a lower pay-per-view. Like, but like kind of like just having Lesnar versus Rollins like in the middle of, in Battleground, which no one cares about. Like, it's just like a cool like thing to have as a main event when you know the rest of the card's not really going to matter. You get that like major draw to kind of keep the interest out of coming out of SummerSlam. And I think that's good. But Sting does not look viable to win this title at all. He doesn't seem like he deserves it. If he was like a homegrown talent, like if he was just coming up and being like this, fans would be booing him out of the fucking building. He's not doing good work in WWE, I don't think.
He's not in general. It's not a think.
I don't know. I liked his Triple H feud. And
I know you liked his Triple H match, and I still remember us talking about it, and I had completely different feelings about the match.
Yeah,
I'm all for nostalgia and whatnot, but not nostalgia WrestleMania.
Crappy matches. I'm all about nostalgia. That was so much better than it should have been.
I thought the exact opposite.
I thought that was the only way they could have made it entertaining, because like Triple H is not the guy to carry Sting to a great match, and they had been building it up so far. Like, what better way to do it than just throw all the nostalgia they can and then get him out of the ring? It's cool. I'm down with it.
I just still don't understand why.
I was entertained.
WCW
I was marking out
WWE.
No, I don't know why they did that either. But like in the moment, I was marking out and like, having a great time and like desperately trying to explain the significance of all this in 3 seconds to all the people in the room that had never watched wrestling before. It was like a really cool moment for me as a fan. So I loved it.
But I wish I could be like that.
I'm a mark.
Sting.
It comes
I know.
Easy.
Sometimes I am, and sometimes. I don't know.
Tell me you weren't marked by the end of WrestleMania.
Seth Rollins cashing in had me very excited.
I was running around my house screaming. Like, until I went hoarse, I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
You know what's probably my number one workout moment, and it really shouldn't be?
Oh boy.
To the point where I literally started yesing in the dark room by myself.
I do that so much. I'm a mark.
See,
I'm
I
bad.
see, I'm a mark to the point where I can laugh and go, "Oh my God, this is amazing." But only one moment's ever made me yes by myself in a dark room.
WrestleMania 30?
It was not a
No.
pay-per-view. It was not a pay-per-view.
Was it
It was a Raw moment.
when he turned on the Wyatt family? In the steel
Daniel
cage?
Bryan? No, it wasn't a Daniel Bryan moment.
Oh, so you were just guessing arbitrarily.
It was just yes, this should have happened. This happened.
Okay.
That's what it was. You
Proceed.
want me to, can I tell you?
Yeah, please do.
Done guessing?
I.
The reveal of the new Paul Heyman guy, Curtis Axel.
I was so happy. I was so
It
happy.
had me legitimately guessing.
I
I was
loved
not
Michael
expecting. I
McGillicuddy,
wasn't ex.
though. I was the only one who loved Michael McGillicuddy. I thought he was
Yeah,
great.
I really liked Michael McGillicuddy, actually.
And he had a great
I
finisher
enjoyed
that he
him.
stopped using. That was a bummer.
Yeah, the McGillicuddy. But
Yeah, it was so fun. I loved it.
I honestly sat down, I ran, screamed, told my parents, "Oh my God, you guys remember Michael McGillicuddy?" My dad's like, "The jobber?" I'm like, "Yes."
What? Your dad knows that much about wrestling?
He didn't say jobber, but he pretty much said the guy who gets beat up all
That's
the time.
still more than anyone close to me
Yeah,
would know.
my dad, like I said, my parents were very good to me when I was little with wrestling, and I've
Okay.
always tried to explain it to them and stuff, so they know way more about wrestling than they probably want to know. But
Yep, I hear that.
yeah. But I was very happy, and then obviously we all know nothing really came out of it, but it was a very, for some reason I marked out like crazy for it.
All right. Well, I didn't
But
mark out
back
like
to,
crazy,
yeah.
but I was very happy and
I don't
texting in
know
all
why I
caps.
marked out so hard.
It was because it was just a good moment. Shame
But
it turned out like it
actually,
did.
yeah, speaking of Curtis Axel, as I told you last week, I had a live event this Saturday, or last Saturday, I guess we say. And Curtis Axel was there. It was him and Sandow, just as themselves. They went back to their old crappy theme songs. Like, Curtis is okay, but Damian Sandow's needs a
Wait,
new.
Curtis's was like the den, den, that one?
No. It sounded
No?
more like his dad, I think. I don't know. No,
It
now
was
you have me
like
thinking. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my ringtone for a long time.
Yeah.
And my
It was,
alarm,
I
so
think,
I woke
I
up to
believe
that
that's what
every
they went
morning of
to.
my life
But
for like a
Damian
year.
Sandow was terrible, and
Oh
the
yeah, his
Titantron for
music
Damian
is
Sandow was
terrible.
terrible.
I
But,
didn't know he was still around. I'm very bummed about
yeah.
that he had to.
Yeah, well, they teamed up in a triple threat elimination tag match. And when Curtis Axel first came out, the crowd, I live in a small town, a small vacation town, and it was Labor Day weekend, so there was more people, but even then, the place was a small venue, barely packed. Like, I felt bad for the wrestlers at how small it was.
Yeah, I've
But,
been to a couple of those.
and the place was almost empty, except for, like, the floor and a couple of the parts. But that doesn't matter. So the crowd wasn't really into the chanting or anything. So when Curtis Axel came out, I kept going, "Axel Mania." And I chanted it a couple times, and he looked at me, and he put his finger to his lips. I went, "Shh, we can't do that anymore." We can't. That never happened, and it was amazing. And I marked out Ben too. I was like, "Oh my God!" And yeah, that was
See,
one of the few wrestler interactions I had that night. That's the one I'm gonna talk about now. So yeah, it was
push
just
Curtis.
amazing.
Hashtag push
Yeah,
Curtis.
it was just amazing. I love when they talk to me at house events, and that was definitely a moment I won't forget. Shh,
Yeah.
can't do that anymore. So that's just one of the main reasons why I marked out for him. But back to Sting being terrible.
Yeah, so Sting
Yeah.
like tried too hard to be cool and is obviously a 40-year-old man who doesn't really know what it means to be cool anymore. And it's not just
My
being a
only
laid-back surfer dude.
my only problem with this match is if they are trying to make Sting somewhat of a possible threat to any competitor, he needs a win. But the only problem is it's for the championship, this match. And I think if he loses twice in his two match history in WWE, it would totally ruin any chance he has of being a main star
But what
at
does that
all.
matter?
I don't
How,
know.
what was he really gonna do?
He's not going to do anything, and I know that, but if he loses every single time, it's definitely going to lose its nostalgia, like, oh my god, Sting's here factor. I don't know. At least for me, it would.
I don't know
for everybody else.
I think I would still mark out for him live, like, because,
you know what?
If
I was there, I'd obviously mark out, but in like in a main event match type situation, I'd be like, okay, it's Sting, he's old, he loses. Like,
yeah,
what's the point?
Not that great.
Yeah, but so, the only thing I could think of, and I don't think they're going to do it because it would just be stupid. The only way I think of having it is Sting go over and win, but Sheamus cash in right away and take the title. That way they can say Sting has held the WWE Championship once in his career. They'll leave out the fact that it was for like 10 seconds, but he won.
Sheamus is not cashing in because he mentioned it.
Yeah, that's how you know they're not going to cash in.
I'm going to cash in at Night of Champions. Well, you're not going to fucking cash in.
That's how you know they're not going to cash in because they don't want to ruin the surprise. It'd be a major surprise if he cashed in while saying he's going to cash in. Now, that would surprise everyone, now, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I like my Money in the Bank cash-ins when I'm, like, not even considering the possibility.
I didn't consider the possibility for once until they mentioned it.
Oh, I totally thought it was going to happen. Because he's got two matches.
It didn't even cross. Usually, it crosses my mind when it's going to happen. Except for the WrestleMania 31.
I thought it was definitely
going to
happen at SummerSlam.
WrestleMania 31, it did not cross my mind. But,
no, I had no...
Because it was in the middle of a match. It never even hit me. But, no.
Which was great.
But usually it does cross my mind. And then they mention it, and I know it's not going to happen. But, this one didn't cross my mind until they mentioned it. And I was like, huh, that would have been a good idea. Way to ruin that.
Yeah. Well, except for that, like, Sheamus.
My problem is I like Rollins as champion, and I want him to have a very long championship reign.
I love
him. And
he's
working on it.
And I can't figure out... Sheamus, like, no one cares about Sheamus. I don't know why.
I feel bad for him, because I know exactly what you mean.
Because he's been... Everyone shat on Randy Orton versus Sheamus when it first became a thing. And then they kept making it a thing, and everyone kept shitting on it. And now they're doing it again every single Raw, and it's insanity.
Randy Orton and Sheamus has just as many matches as John Cena and Randy Orton. It's pretty much getting to that.
Except for they're not even
as
spread out.
The only problem is it's
Cena
not entertaining.
No, not at all. I thought their SummerSlam match was okay. I was actually a supporter of that match. But now it sucks. It's terrible. And, like, it's the one match I skipped through on Raw because I watched it on delay. I had the leisure of skipping through this long-ass match that I didn't care about. So it was quite a bummer. Quite a bummer.
Yeah, I feel bad for Sheamus because he hasn't done anything wrong.
I'd like him to be a bully. Like, he hasn't... Like,
his
he,
bully...
Like,
but even when his bully character was a thing, it still wasn't super entertaining.
When he first came back after Mania, I thought he was great. And then he, like, just kind of like, oh, my character is that I have a funny haircut. Ha ha ha, let's laugh at me and take me seriously also because I can kick you in the face.
Well, LOL, he said that a million times. He said that I don't look stupid thing a million times. And that kind of ruined it. And speaking of saying something a million times at my live event, I'm just going to keep referencing this. That's how I'm going to talk about my live event, by the way. I'm just going to reference it to other things that we're talking about.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But,
I like it.
Yeah. Big Show actually said he had a match against Ryback, and it started getting ridiculous how many times he said to the crowd, I'm a giant. He screamed it to the crowd a total of 7 times.
Really?
Throughout the match. I'm a giant! Turns to the
That's
other
weird.
Side of the crowd. I'm a giant! To the point where I literally made the entire section I was in laugh. I go, hey, Big Show, I'm glad you practiced your lines tonight. He didn't look around because he was in the middle of a move, but I had my entire section laugh. He's just... Why? Like, one line? You've been wrestling for how long, and you can only mutter one line?
It's a house show. We didn't give a shit.
I know.
The house show I was at, a couple months ago.
He was just trying to get a reaction.
Luke Harper like got all of his heel heat by flexing. So
yeah, he did that. He did that at mine.
Is that just a thing that he does at house shows? I guess.
He flexed it like 10 times.
And he kisses his biceps and stuff.
Yes. I was like, Luke Harper's never done this on television.
No, that's not. I don't know.
He doesn't even have really defined. Like, he doesn't even have really defined muscles either. Like,
that's the joke, right? Like, it's got to be a joke.
I think it's him. I think it was just him messing around, to be honest.
Yeah, but he does it every night, apparently.
Well, if it happened a couple months ago with you, I'm assuming yes, he does. Because it was him versus Dean Ambrose, and he just kissed his muscles a million times.
Yes, I actually, it was that same match.
Yeah, they repeat the same matches, too. But
oh, yeah. Well, that's a house show. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And the good guy's going to win no matter what. Unless it's a championship match and the bad guy's champion.
Yup.
But, exactly know what you mean. He just kissed his biceps, and I was like, why?
Yeah, it was weird. I thought it was great. I loved it, but it was weird.
I was laughing, because it was definitely not his character.
Nope, not at all. But it is great, and I love it.
Sheamus saying that kind of gets annoying.
Said some stuff. I don't know. It was.
Let me grab the microphone and tell them I don't look stupid. So you say I look stupid. That's pretty much what that is.
I got something over. Hey WWE, give me a title, please. Look, this is over my ugliness. Get it? Ha 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 ha. Even though he doesn't actually look stupid, I don't think.
He looked tough. Like, he looked stupid and tough at the same time.
Yeah,
It was kind of a mixture of both.
I like it. I like the look, and I like Sheamus.
It's grown on me. It's grown on me.
He's gotta like find a character.
Remember when we
like,
made the?
He's not one right now.
Yeah, he's kind of just that heel. That's there.
A heel, and he doesn't cheat. He doesn't really make fun of the crowd. I don't understand how he's a heel, to be honest.
He doesn't make fun of the crowd. He just says pretty much make fun of me. That's pretty much what he says.
Yeah, which I guess is
does the opposite actually.
It's stupid. Yeah. But
remember when we had the prediction show for Money in the Bank? And I said, I have an odd feeling Sheamus is going to win. And you said, no way in hell. Why would they give it to Sheamus? And you convinced me to change my mind.
I don't remember that at all. But to be fair, that it's I still can't believe it. It's batshit insane.
It happened, and I was like, oh my god, the one time my weird prediction comes true, I back out of it. And if I had that prediction, I would be champion right now.
I'm not confident that it came down to that, but...
I blame you. It did.
I don't...
Re-listen to that show. I'm almost positive.
I have my notebook for every prediction show.
It was me and you, and we pretty much had the same exact predictions for everything, because it was a very easy-to-guess pay-per-view, except for the Money in the Bank, which we thought would be easy for Roman Reigns.
Also, if I recall, you picked Owens for Owen Cena, and I picked Cena because I knew that...
But if so I picked... It would have evened out. Yeah.
And all right, but anyway, that's...
Anyway, yeah, okay, we're going back in the past. Yep, we're all Monday Night Raw.
And then... I don't know. There was more talking. There was a lot of talk. There was a full half hour before there was any in-ring action, which is too much, I must say. So Rollins kind of backstage talking to Steph. Oh, hey, there's Triple H. Talk to him. Oh, hey, Triple H. Hey, man. What do I do? Can I go after Sting? Nah, man, you got 2 matches. That's a shame. Yup. So the end. Sasha Banks versus Paige was next. Both of whom were introduced as. I wanted to like it, and everything that Sasha Banks did was amazing. But, like, Paige was working really light. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is just me. But, like, she would go for elbows in the corner, and she would be hitting the rope and not actually making any contact with Sasha at all. Like, it was a lot of little stuff like that.
You know what?
That just, like,
odd.
Took you out of the match.
I've kind of, like, everybody, a lot of, there, she gets a lot of hate, Paige, for some reason, because she was so popular. And it's not that I hate her. I don't hate her by far. It's just I definitely don't like her nearly as much as I used to.
I don't know what happened, because, she, Like, she was the one of the best women wrestlers in the world in NXT. Like, not even close.
Like, did and, WWE like, pretty much tell her to stop being so good so the rest of the roster doesn't look so shitty?
I have no idea.
I think that I might be I mean, what it honestly is. Don't do your best performance because it makes the other wrestlers look shitty. The other divas.
I can't imagine any other reason that she could have, like, digressed this much. I don't know. It's because, like, she's working with really, like, she's finally getting, like, really good people to work with. And she's looking like the weak link, and I don't understand it.
Because they might, like, I don't know.
I don't know. But, anyway, Sasha Banks was amazing, so there's that.
Who won that?
Paige was fine. It was Sasha with a roll-up.
Roll-ups. Nice.
Yeah, so...
So I'll call them fruit roll-ups from now on.
Both of them were introduced as members of their respective teams, and both of their teams have stupid-ass names, and they're stupid-ass teams, and they shouldn't exist. And I'm mad, and Tamina doesn't need to exist. I thought
it does
that
not.
Maybe the Snuka situation would give them a reason for Tamina not to exist
I
anymore,
did not think
I
it
wrong.
Would, but you guys
I didn't think so, but like I had a glimmer of, like, I know it's a horrible thing to hope for, but I just, like, don't want to see her anymore.
Just like how you guys were talking about how it might get rid of Vince, there's no way in hell it's getting rid of Vince.
No, yeah. Vince is stay till he's dead. And that's
Which,
fine.
With our... Yeah, with his... I don't know. He's probably going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I don't... He keeps himself healthy, except for that he never sleeps. So this was my favorite... It wasn't my favorite part of the show, but I thought it was hilarious that... The next segment was advertised as Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns in action. When you get to commercial, the Ascension's in the ring. Hey, they're there, I guess. Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns proceed to hit every move in their arsenal without a single offensive maneuver from the Ascension. And then they just kind of leave. It was amazing. So, like... You get, like, the intro graphic. Usually you have, like, one tag team next to the other with the verses. No, you just get fucking, like, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. And so I thought, oh, are they facing each other? What's happening? No, they're just, like, in action next. So you get them back and there's the Ascension. They just hit, like, their entire moveset. It was, like, you set it to easy mode on 2K15 and you just, like, hit every move, like, every button combination you can until hitting your finisher and being done. It was that. It was hilarious. I loved it. It made me so happy.
Do I look comfortable right now?
Yeah. Kevin's, like, lying in bed under the covers right now. I don't know
Little
why.
Do you know, this is how I always pod. You just couldn't see.
Yeah, I could see. You've always had a webcam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. So, you're just new to the webcam game. Okay, my bad. But, yeah, the Ascension, they were at my show, too. And they were actually fun to watch. That's why I feel so bad for them on Raw.
I don't know. They haven't shown me anything, so...
I mean, like, their moveset's the same as always, but... I don't know. I don't know. I like their moveset. Everybody says it's simple and done so many times. I don't know. I like their characters.
It's... Alright. I'll take your
word for it. I know a lot of people have a weird... hatred against them, but
I forgot that while I was glossing over the Sheamus versus Randy Orton match, there was someone appeared in that match or at the end of that match. Someone you might say is a little on the hefty side. Someone a little perhaps brawny. Someone that. You might say, is beautiful.
Tyler Breeze?
Try again. I can't hold anymore. It was Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman! I love him so much. And he took out Randy Orton, which I love him so much for.
Oh.
The end.
He was,
Yeah.
He was at my live event, actually. We were starting to think he wasn't going to be there.
You saw him in person?
Yeah. And we saw him driving his car, which was really funny. But
he doesn't look fit to drive a motor vehicle.
No, him and Bray Wyatt were in a car together, and it was just really funny. But
I'm swooning.
It was the first time I've ever had the lights black out and somebody appear in the ring.
Oh, like, it's at a so live cool. event. You try to figure it out and you can't.
See, I didn't even. It happened so fast that my brain didn't even register somebody was going to be in the ring. Like, I knew something was going to happen, but like it was just happened so fast.
They've gotten
like,
really good at that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they do it.
And it was probably a really cool experience to black out and somebody being in the ring, which I've never had before. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I've had in a couple of Raws.
But speaking of me saying he was in a car, so you know how you can sit up by the ramps, for the car exits ramps, and see the people come by.
No, I
at
didn't
some
know that,
places.
But okay.
Well, in my mind, they come out into the public pretty much with their cars, so little kids try to get autographs at the windows and whatnot, and the last people to come out of their car after the show was over. It was Roman Reigns and R-Truth. They were riding together. And,
okay.
And there's this huge line of people sitting by the area. And, so it was kind of hard to, like, they go down the ramp and they turn right onto, like, a main street pretty much. Like, right off the ramp. So it was kind of awkward for them. But with the people added on, it's hard for them to see if cars are coming by or not. R-Truth and Roman Reigns almost get hit, almost get nailed by a driver coming on the opposite side. It would have nailed right into R-Truth if the driver on the other side didn't have good reflexes and quick stops. R-Truth's face was priceless, and I was so scared. He had his eyes bugging like he was about to die, he was about to die.
Which, to be fair, is kind of like his resting face. So.
Yeah. But it was that times two. So it was, I was scared. I was like, oh my God, what if we just witnessed freaking R-Truth and Roman Reigns die in a car accident? Like, that'd be terrible. And it would be our fault.
Yes, it would.
Because we didn't really mention the whole fact that, me and my friends were kind of the ones that wrapped around, so it made it hard to see a little bit.
Dicks.
So I almost killed R-Truth.
Wow. What a horrible thing. You're a horrible person.
Yeah, that's why our group chat literally calls me a horrible person in the title.
Yep.
But
yep. Yeah. Hashtag fuck Kevin. Let's get that trending.
That is a hashtag in our group.
They hashtag like fuck Chen. Fuck Kevin. Next up.
But I am a
Ryback.
I just wanted to tell you guys that.
Ryback. Right along. Ryback is talking about stuff, I guess. I don't know. It's very hard to pay attention when Ryback talks as a face. When he's a heel, he's amazing. But as a face, he just kind of, like, talks, I guess.
And all then, Archer says as a heel is, stupid!
Yes. <all he said. laughs> But in a... Also, Ryback, for the record. But, no. In a good way, though. He rocks it. So he gets interrupted by Kevin Owens for no fucking reason, who's just, like, chilling out, eating an apple, and he says...
They spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool?
No. Even better. No. He said, don't bite off more than you can chew, and then he takes a bite of the apple and walks away. And I'm just, like, in shock. Like, so utterly amazed that this man is in my life. Like, this was...
Can that please be his gimmick, where he just comes out with random objects and says the worst puns ever?
That would make me very upset. That would be horrible. No. Don't give anyone any ideas about this, Kevin. Bad. Bad Kevin.
Can that please be his gimmick? Just comes out with random items.
I will be upset.
Like, comes out with a pair of scissors and he goes, looks like your career is going to be cut short when I'm done with you.
Shut up.
Yeah!
He's actually holding scissors right now.
Could that please be his gimmick?
No, it cannot. It will never be that.
Oh my God, I'd be in love.
So next up was the video pack, like the worst video package I've ever seen WWE make, chronicling Summer Rae and Dolph Ziggler, like, maybe.
Oh, because they were long. Because they were around long, right?
It was horrifyingly bad. Like, it was, like, kind of shot, like, to half be, like, a Jerry Springer type thing and half be, like, a typical WWE-style video package. And it just ended up being, like, the worst thing you've ever seen in your life. And we got to see more of Summer Rae's crying, which is terrible. Like, really just so not good, bad, very bad, not good.
Yeah, she is... This is the most thing she's done. This kind of thing she's done since she like started, though. This is the biggest like storyline for her.
No, she was amazing as Fandangos.
Fandango. You said it wrong. That's, I had to fix it. Sorry.
I know.
No. It's Fandango. Okay.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So yeah, the video package was terrible, and after the video package, we got Summer Rae, like, doing... Oh, wait, no. Yeah, well, let's just skip to that. Summer Rae doing more crying, and it was like, oh my goodness, very bad. Very bad indeed. Very not good. Also, Lana's out with a wrist injury for 4 months, so I don't know what the fuck they think they're doing with this.
I heard about that. She got injured during training. I didn't actually click on the article. I just saw that she was hurt. And I was like, it's probably like a sprained like toe or something.
Yeah, I didn't even think anything about it. But 4 months.
Like, that is a long fucking time.
This angle is dead. Like, let it be dead.
No, they're going to extend it for... They're going to extend it for four months.
Ziggler's just going to super kick Rusev every month, and then eventually Lana will come back.
Oh, was this the first time Rusev kind of spoke English with no problem? I didn't actually hear the promo. I saw highlights of it, and they kind of had. I saw a highlight of him talking, and he kind of pulled a Kofi Kingston. It sounded like, where he just lost his accent.
He had the accent. It wasn't as like distinct, but he had.
It was the most English I've ever heard him say.
Rusev is fucking hilarious, though. I don't know. Have you seen his Twitter?
No, Rusev has his Twitter?
Yeah, at Rusev Bul, B-U-L, Bulgaria. Oh my goodness. So, favorite tweet of his, and I'm gonna quote this wrong, but it was so good. It's, my mother kept talking about how amazing John Cena is and how he came back from the nose injury. I am no longer speaking with my mother.
What?
It's like, Rusev! Yes, Rusev! Never change, what? Rusev.
This is just like how I didn't know freaking Xavier Woods had a gaming YouTube channel. I need to start getting with this a little bit more.
You need to get on this, because Rusev is amazing at Twitter, and Xavier Woods is amazing at everything, so you shouldn't be surprised by that.
Well, his gaming channel is amazing, actually. You know who excels in it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Who really stars everyone. In it? What?
Everyone. Everyone.
Well, everyone's really good in it, but there's one person who is extremely good in this gaming channel that makes me just like cream. Can I say that?
Cream? Yes, absolutely. In fact, we encourage it.
Can I say freaking on here?
No, you can say fucking like a adult. Like a grown up.
Well, I'm just gonna get down to it. Damian Sandow excels
in this
gaming channel.
I didn't even think of him. Yeah, you're right.
He's amazing on there.
He's amazing at everything he does.
In general, like Xavier, but this is really amazing. And it just kind of proves...
Yes.
It just kind of proves how good at talking he is, too.
Yup.
Just saying.
Rollins versus Ryback. This match was upsetting. I don't know.
Was it
a decent back and forth match. For a Ryback match, it was really good because, you know, Rollins.
Because Ryback.
Yeah. It like told a good story of like Rollins just like desperately wanting to get done with this match and get on to the next one, and Ryback just like being too big and too tough to put
being
down.
A bully. Ryback be a star.
Don't, yeah, be a star. Even if Rollins is a dick to you, you should be nice to him. Should be nice and lie down for the pin so that Rollins doesn't have to limp to his next match, please.
Kevin Nash shit. Yeah. That Kevin Nash? Yeah, Kevin Nash.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, finger poke.
We're wrestling fans, we swear.
Yeah, because we're immature. Because we're still obsessed with wrestling.
To the point where some of us are even thinking about...
Actually, everyone but school. Me, I think.
I don't know everyone how serious
but me
I,
is training to be a wrestler.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think
Matt is.
No, Matt is not. But I don't know, honestly, because it's a lot of money.
Yes, yes, it is.
I don't know. I don't know how much of a good idea it is.
Well,
I'm thinking.
We'll talk about
to
that.
To you fans that have no idea what we're talking about, some of us are thinking
yeah,
about,
we'll talk about that
wrestling and training schools. That's what we're getting at. Sorry about that.
So, I liked the story. I thought the match was okay. Ryback won. I don't understand why. Sting, like, appeared on the Tron and was annoying. And then Ryback rolled
him
up.
Oh, my God. Sting. Oh, well, we should start calling him Stink. The Stinker.
You know what's... It sucks because I liked Sting before this Raw. Like, this Raw, like, killed Sting for me.
We should just call him the Stinker. Because he stinks up our televisions.
The Stinker. Oh, I really liked him.
No longer
the
Stinger.
Like, last week, and I thought he was great. And then it just, like, this week ruined him, and he's gone, and he stinks. Stinker. So, yeah, Rollins is angry, as he deserves to be. He's wandering around backstage... When he is accosted by
New Day Rocks. New
that
Day
was
Rocks.
Not in coordination at all.
Sounded
New
like
Day.
You don't hear.
The New Day. Tell him to not dare be sour. To perhaps put his hands together, slapping them, perhaps, in a motion that produces a sound such as this. And to feel... Power. Because it is a new day. Yes, indeed, it is most certainly so. So they are just generally being hilarious. Xavier Woods gets a trombone again, and he's actually a pretty good trombonist.
You said tromboner.
Erect penis.
Trum erect penis. That's what they're called.
Drum engorged genitalia. So,
Drum blood rush to male parts.
Because New Day rocks. Rollins turns around and he walks into who?
Triple H.
What? No.
I don't know. I told you, I watched a highlight video.
This was not part of it? This was the best part of Raw. I'm so mad at you. Okay. So he turns around and walks into Edge and Christian.
Oh,
totally reeking of awesomeness.
I did see
with
this.
Kazoos in tow, just generally being super awesome.
Wait, did the kazoos meet
Edge
the trombones?
Rollins. What?
Please tell me there was a part of this where they kazooed off against
of
Xavier
course,
Woods.
Yes, there
trombones.
Was a battle. It was
was there?
They it was like, yes. So like okay so. Like, Rollins, like, so they're, like, Edge, like, threatens Rollins because Rollins, like, beat the shit out of him last time Edge was on TV. And
yeah, that's
he,
how
like,
John Cena was like,
yeah.
Okay, the authority can come back because
yes, exactly.
I can't stop you. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was that
yeah,
was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But,
it was terrible.
So, yeah, and Rollins and Christian was like, make a move, and he's like, I got a lot of stuff to do tonight. And so he walked away, and... Then Xavier just gets the
yes,
best look on his face
happen.
In the history of anything.
I was joking when I said that. It's amazing.
Oh my goodness, he gets the best look on his face ever, and he goes, I've been waiting for this moment all my life! Battle! And then he like just starts playing the trombone to, I don't exactly know what the tune was, but it was amazing. And then he like goes celebrating like he won, and Christian's like, wait. I thought you said this was a battle. And he's like, yeah, I won. It's like, well, it's not a real battle without kazoos. And he just like, this kazoo was very quiet and hard to hear. but it was still, like, I was marking out so hard. I was so happy. And then, like, the Dudley Boys ruined it.
What? By
interrupting the Kazoo-a-thon.
That's kind of cool seeing Edge and Christian with the Dudley Boys, though, probably.
Yes, it was that. It was very cool, and I love the Dudley Boys, but, like, I wanted to hear the Kazoo off more. So that was...
Could you imagine if, like, the Hardy Boys walked into the picture, and it's just the three of them? It's like...
That would... I like New Day better than the Hardy Boys. I saw a lot of that. Like, everyone was like, I'd rather it have been the Hardy Boys than New Day. It's like, no. New Day is so much better than the Hardy Boys. I understand the nostalgia part of it.
But I mean, for this Jeff situation, Hardy is a
Jeff Hardy's addicted to meth now. And Matt Hardy his name's like actually busy Meth being Hardy. Awesome.
Meth Hardy.
No, Matt Hardy's cool now.
Meth, no, Jeff Hardy is Meth Hardy.
Oh, I thought Matt Meth.
I referred to this YouTuber before, and he renames all the wrestlers with goofy names. And his name for Jeff Hardy is Meth Hardy.
It is,
it's pretty good. Yeah. Silly Super Pop.
He's a weird dude.
As I plug his YouTube channel a lot.
But, his band Periox Yijin is the worst. They're really bad.
What?
And they did all of his TNA.
Jeff Hardy?
Yeah. Another me is what they will never be.
I think I remember slightly him having a band. Like, I think I remember seeing it once. Yeah. Like,
all of their songs years ago. They are, like, stunningly not a good band.
Do you like Fozzy?
Like, I will constantly find myself singing Enemy, like, without even realizing it. Like, I really like that song. But, like, I've seen Chris Jericho live, and he sings too hard, and it looks like he's gonna hurt himself.
Really? You seen Fozzy live? Well, did you go just for Fozzy?
No, like, I've on the internet.
Oh.
Like, he needs to learn to... Like, I'm... Who am I to give... singing advice to a rock star, but like he needs to create
did you call him
more
a rock
power
star?
In the bass. I think he's a rock star. I mean he's fronting okay. Like major metal shows. He's a rock star.
Yeah, he did the metal awards, all that.
Yeah, he's like
he was the host.
He's like a bigger deal than you think.
But do you like Fozzy? That was my question.
I like old Fozzy. I've never really listened to new Fozzy.
I've never really found any of their songs catchy at all.
I Enemy.
I've never found myself liking a song to the point where I can have it on my iPod or iPhone.
Yeah, no. I mean, I just mostly know it from the Jericho documentary because they play that song throughout it.
Which was an amazing documentary. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
They're all great. Every documentary WWE.
That's a really good point, actually. Their documentary team is highly talented.
Yes.
I've never, like, actually watched one of their documentaries and not enjoyed it. Especially the CM Punk had me really enjoyed, too. We could talk about CM other Punk things on the side, too,
but,
you know.
All right. Yeah.
But Raw is important.
Raw. It's important, and it happened. And also, New Day is going to... Like, hopefully, if they lose to the primetime players, I'm going to be very, very upset.
They're not going to.
But I don't think
that's
going to happen. Yes.
The Dudley Boys aren't versing the New Day?
They are, like, the next night. Or they're facing the winner the next night. So.
In a tables match?
Save the tables, man. He's getting really uncomfortably close to the camera. Oh, quit it. Oh, no, the tongue. Moving right along then. This was the Summer Rae segment, and then Rainey over Sheamus. I went wildly out of order without realizing it. So, those things happened. So, the Dudley Boys versus Los Matadores.
I did see a highlight from this, and I'm just like, what?
It was so... I hate everything Los Matadores do. I understand they need him for, like...
The crowd
whatever
was,
kind of diversity.
The crowd was in love. In my live event, the crowd was in love with them. And I was the only one doing everything they did.
Yeah, and the kids, because they're
the kids in front of me kept the kids in front of me kept looking back at me like, dude, why are you booing? They're good people. I'm like, no, they're bad.
No, they're not. Bad. No, yeah, bad. Quit it.
Go home. But the highlight video, I saw something pretty interesting.
Apparently, El Torito's like not a thing anymore. Both El Torito of them, like, took turns beating up El Torito.
Did they go heel? Wrong. Is that what happened?
I guess.
Is that a heel turn?
Nobody there cared, so it's hard to tell. But I'm guessing they're like, heel now.
Is that what people were demanding? Like, we demand a Los Matadors heel turn. We'll care about them so much more if they're just bad guys.
To like, be is, fair, is that, was, in
is
all
that what
fairness,
the writers figured?
Everyone gave so little of a shit about them that this can only be a good thing. Like, the worst that happens is, like, it fails and they get fired. But this is already failing, and they were probably close.
If they dropped the midget, I kind of just feel bad for the midget.
El Torito was the only good thing they had going, and he wasn't that good, so...
And he kind of lost his special ability. Like, it was funny watching him take out a big guy one time, but every single night it kind of just got ridiculous. It got ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like suspension of disbelief. Like, it gets really tough with stuff like that.
Especially when the wrestlers are literally jumping and flipping themselves every single time, and it's not even remotely hidden that they're doing it.
I agree.
The only thing good that came out of El Torito was WLC. That's the only thing good.
I was just about to bring that up. WLC was amazing. Like, as a match, it was so good. Like, not even, like, beyond all the stupid jokes and, like, the terrible ring announcer. Like, that was a good match.
I really enjoyed it. And honestly, the tiny announcers made it 10 times more entertaining.
True, but the ring announcer
I feel
was
really
terrible.
Bad saying that.
I don't
that,
know why.
It did. Everything about it was amazing. And it was a good match. To the point where they actually have an action figure pack based on that match.
Do they really?
El Torito and Hornswoggle. I saw it in my Walmart. And I was literally about to buy wrestling action figures for the first time in like 5 years.
I was about to say I don't own any, but I totally do.
I have a whole bin full that used to be 10 times bigger, but then I sold half of them at a yard sale and I totally regret it.
Money is money. So, speaking of things that, like, shouldn't have been great, but they were, Cesaro versus The Miz was, like, a surprisingly good match.
Why should that not be good?
It was totally skipped over. Because it's, like, a nothing match in the middle of Raw, right after a Dudley Boys thing.
Yeah, but two talented wrestlers that always perform.
Also, Miz is a talented wrestler, and if you don't agree with that, then you just, like, are biased and don't know what you're talking about. Because
I give
Miz
a lot of credit.
So good.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before. I talk a lot about on this podcast, so I probably have. But he is probably the biggest guy to come from absolutely nothing. I mean, if you think about it, he came from Tough Enough, and from Tough Enough, he literally just sat around the roster for how many years, being the biggest comedy character he could be, because nobody respected him, because they thought he's just a reality star that shouldn't be here, that was gifted this spot.
Yeah,
and then,
he had to, like, use the regular bathrooms, like, kids would come in and he'd be like, hey, is that The Miz?
Like,
he was the most disrespected person.
I started, like, watching wrestling pretty much right when he started wrestling for WWE. And so I've seen the entire progression of the Miz character. And that man took his verbal talent and obviously pushed himself in the wrestling department. And he really made a name for himself. When he went to ECW and became the chick magnet, it was a character all in itself. And then him and John Morrison formed... I know I talked about this before, 100%.
They were so good, too.
Yeah, they formed their tag team, which was amazing. And then they had their web show. They had their web show. I can't quite think the name of it. But it was amazing. That was back when it wasn't even YouTube. You actually had to go to the WWE.
Dirt Sheet or something, was it?
Yeah, the Dirt Sheet. Yep.
Yeah.
And you actually had to go on their website to watch it every week.
WWE.
Terrible quality. Oh, yeah. It was only like 2 minutes long. I looked forward to a 2 minute long video every single week, and I was never disappointed. They were the edge of Christian of their time, of that time period.
And no one knew about it.
And nobody recognizes them for it.
Yep.
They were such a good tag team, and they're just not recognized for it. Like, they're probably the most, I can't think of the word, where they're really good, but nobody says anything about it.
Underappreciated?
Underrated. Like, underrated tag team of all time. They're the most underrated tag team of all time.
Maybe, one of them.
I'm going on a strong word there. All right. But
that is very strong.
And then he progressed from there to 2010 Miz, where he had Alex Riley, and he was...
That was 11. Yeah. 10 to 11.
It was 2010, 2011. That was when he actually ended up being WWE champion. And then he ended up main eventing WrestleMania. I mean, who could ever see... Who could ever see a reality star main eventing WrestleMania? That man has one hell of a roller coaster of a career.
He's made his entire career on being obnoxious. Like, he's just got a really punchable face, and he's like a stupid grin. Yeah.
And he has made a whole
main evented WrestleMania on it. He's amazing.
But I'm not a huge fan of the character right now with the whole
I love it. How dare you?
The whole movie star.
It's great.
But
it's so perfect for him.
He knows how to make the crowd not like him to the point where they like him. That makes sense.
Makes sense.
He has one role. So if you don't like Miz, you don't like wrestling. Laying it down on the line.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Laying it down on the line. Nah. If you don't respect Miz, you don't respect wrestling. I'd go there. If you don't respect what he's done.
I love Miz, so. Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. I know. Like, it sounds kind of ridiculous to say that. But if you don't respect somebody who can go from that to that, from such a down low level to, like you said, using public bathrooms to main event in WrestleMania, you don't respect the average dream. I don't know how to say it. You don't respect wrestling, damn it. You're fired.
Love wrestling, please.
I know I went a little off track there, but.
I don't know. The Miz. So yeah, The Miz was great, and Cesaro was obviously great. Cesaro showed a surprising amount of charisma. I often like deride him for that because I'm a character guy, but like he got chanced going for him, and he got the cowboy hat and did the running uppercut. And when in the cowboy hat, and it fell off, and he had to like reach over the barricade to get it, and he like kind of gave that little smirk, like, I know that that was a little weird, but I'm totally rocking it, and like he's doing good work, yeah. I'm all aboard the Cesaro train.
There's rumors going around that I know him and Tyson Kidd are done, but there's rumors going around that Tyson Kidd may not come back.
Yeah, I've seen that Tyson Kidd's career might be over. Which is
really depressing. Really depressing.
Yeah.
He finally built up his career again to the point where it mattered.
Yeah.
Like he literally started back down to the lowest level, which is some people might say the highest level, but he started back down in NXT. Like, he literally made his career relevant again by going to NXT, which he was the first wrestler.
Well, he
helped build NXT to what it was.
Yeah.
But he was also the first wrestler to rebuild their career off NXT.
Yeah.
I think following the success of him doing that, there will be more wrestlers doing it in the near future.
You think people are gonna go back to NXT and find something? And
I do. I think. If they don't, I think they should. If they were smart.
Gotcha.
Because he really rebuilt his career back off that.
And so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Team Bella.
That's sad. That's sad news. Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Team Blah.
Didn't we talk enough about this Team Bella, Team Bad, and Team
yeah, PCP we have.
Last week? Yeah. I think we could just skip over their segment.
Yeah, well, Charlotte's getting a title match next week, and hopefully that will mean Nikki doesn't break the streak, because, like, Nikki's definition of a party sounded very unappealing to me, and, like, not a party I would want to be a part of.
Is it like an Edge and Lita live sex show?
No, just, like, balloons.
That's not a party, then.
No. I don't know. She described, like, a lot of things that were going to be there, and it all sounded really lame. And
did it involve a CM Punk party dressed as a mariachi player?
I just got that. No.
Then it's not a celebration party.
That was good. That was very good. John Cena and the Primetime Players versus
Wait, hold on. I have one question. Before we get to that, I have one question about the countdown. Has anybody actually done the math?
I'm sure they're right. I can't imagine that they would be wrong about this.
I mean, she might be further away from it than they say, so it works for storyline, so she loses it. I mean, what are the odds that a pay-per-view is literally the day of?
Or it's the not. Day before she break it? It's the Raw. It's Raw next week is when she breaks it. Like an hour, like when Raw, like an hour after Raw goes off the air.
It still seems a little fishy.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I think I'm about to do some extreme math.
Yeah, all right, you go ahead. It's right.
Could you imagine if I come up with it and they're like, she's like 50 days already over the breaking it?
That's not how they do that.
Good. Just like how the Jericho countdown was 100% legit.
Yeah, they actually planned the shit out of that. That's crazy.
Some of the countdowns aren't real, though. I know they aren't.
But this is like a, like they track the title reign, like lengths and stuff. Like they're not messing around with that.
I can see them not going over the title reign length. But I can definitely see them saying it's coming up when it's not really, just for storyline reasons.
Well, when did she? I don't even know when she won the title. I don't not remember that happening.
Sure. A quick Google search can figure that out.
Yeah. In the meantime, Cena and the Primetime Players versus Rollins and New Day. New Day were amazing, and they just beat the shit out of John Cena the whole match, and then John Cena won. So, that's the end of that. I'm not confident the Primetime Players did a single solitary fucking thing. That was fine by me. So, yeah. I guess that's it. The end Raw was okay. Alright.
I tried Googling it. Nothing came up.
That is astounding to me.
I didn't do that hard searching, that's why.
All right.
So Raw.
Well, let's assume it's right.
Was Raw.
Well, it was okay. Like, I would say that I enjoyed watching most of it, even though like some of it pissed me off and some of it like I wanted to skip through but didn't because of my journalistic integrity. I thought it was okay. Like, I had a good time watching it. So that's all that counts. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that makes
Most probably say Orton Sheamus, but then it was
or the Bellas because
then it was saved by Braun.
Alicia Fox is now an honorary Bella, and that she's so horrible on the mic, it's painful to listen to. All three of them are just so bad.
Did you hear about Paige and Alicia Fox in a bar fight?
Argument. It wasn't them versus each other.
No. They were in an argument.
There was like a drunk patron that they were fending off, and it turned into a big thing. So, just a day in the life of a superstar.
Like the swerved where Fandango and who was he with? Alicia Fox, I think it was. Was it Alicia Fox? Who the hell was Fandango with? Where the guy is like, I'm the spaghetti and meatballs wrestler, or whatever the hell his name
was. It was Adam Rose.
Oh, it was Adam Rose. And
Muscles Marinara.
Yeah, oh, Muscles Marinara.
I watched that at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was laughing so hard.
That actually did make me laugh.
Muscles Marinara.
But
it was Adam
you saw
Rose.
How,
and,
you saw how he obviously was kind of used to stuff like that. He got
angry
pretty
quick. He didn't even get angry. He was like, well, that was interesting.
He got angry when the guy kept listening to the conversation.
Yeah.
And when the guy tried touching him, he obviously got angry, which makes sense because he was covered.
Yeah, but he was like overall like super cool. Like for how ridiculous that guy was being, he was being so cool.
Oh, come on. If I was a wrestler, I would just be laughing. I would not be mad.
Well, I don't know. Because also, I can't really entirely figure out what's, like, if Swerved is a work or not. Because, like, they all call each other by their wrestling names, which I don't think they actually do. And, like, Seth Rollins was a total dick to that guy.
Well, I think Seth
Rollins. Which I don't think
Seth Rollins
actually a dick.
No, I think Seth Rollins is a total dick in real life. If you ever like, I think a lot of wrestlers are though. You have to have that kind of like somewhat of that mentality to be successful in a business like that. I don't.
John
like, I don't
Cena.
Do
do do
yeah.
do.
But
he's not a dick. I don't think most of them are dicks.
I
can't. I
think
like
I don't know. I think you have to have somewhat of a. A kind of like just a dick mentality. Like,
I don't know how to explain it. I can't think of like I don't know. Like I have heard nothing but good things about everyone but Randy Orton. I've heard Randy Orton is a shit.
Yeah. I've heard good things about him.
Is it gotten better? Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard everyone else is so cool though.
No, but I don't know. Like I've heard Seth Rollins. I remember they had a Shield kind of like mini documentary on the network. They came out with a full documentary about it, but they showed off like the first half hour or something about it.
Oh, was
and
it?
And I remember
long? I would have watched it if I knew it was that long.
I don't know, it was something I forget. But
but anyway,
Seth Rollins was kind of explaining how he was like a dick kind of during FCW, I think it was, because it was taking him so long to be successful there. I think it was FCW because they were taking forever to actually bring him up. I think he was getting mad about that.
It,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it would have been FCW at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he, like,
but,
wasn't that good in FCW.
Yeah, but he was, like,
he
I remember
was good
him explaining
in the ring,
how
he
was kind of a good
promo.
Dick about it. And I could see him being kind of mad. Because, I don't know, if you remember in the last Swerved episode, did you see the last Swerved episode? Spoiler alert if you haven't. They show like outtakes where some of the wrestlers didn't fall for the stuff.
Well, I don't remember that. I remember that it was like swerves that they didn't air.
Yeah, but then they also showed Ryback. They tried swerving him with the same one they got Seth Rollins for and he just pushed right back. He was like, nope, not happening.
But that also is consistent with the character, which makes me think it could be a work. Rollins was a dick.
I mean,
Ryback just kind of pushed through. Who was the other one?
The Boogeyman's evil laugh
is so good. I always forget.
Yeah, I know, but they showed him as a regular person, and I don't think as a
yeah,
work,
that's
do that.
True. Yeah, they would. Do they think
know.
Anyone actually
has
thinks
he,
he's
has
like
he
that?
Has he ever come off as a regular person on TV?
Well, not like
if they were trying to keep kayfabe.
I'm not saying they were trying to keep kayfabe. They were trying. I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
It's just like a couple of things like make me think that it was like they all call each other by their like wrestling names, which I from like all the books
I noticed that
because I actually read wrestlers books because I'm a nerd.
But at the same time,
it seems weird.
I could see them. calling it. I think it'd be easier than learning all the real, like, I don't know. If you call them by their fake names in real life, you don't mess up and accidentally call them by their real name on the microphone.
I don't know. From what I understand, they just, like, it's just a differentiation. Like, different.
I mean, I read the Daniel Bryan book, and he did mention how he doesn't call Kane Kane, he calls him Glenn. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, that character is pretty far off, I would imagine, from what Glenn Jacobs actually is.
So, I don't know. I kind of hope it's not. I mean, it was so enjoyable.
Yeah, it was really good. But I'd like to think Rollins is
then
a really
again,
nice guy.
So then I'm again, keep thinking that. It was the same people every week.
That was fine.
No, but how many times are you going to fall for being swerved? Same people every week. That's what I'm getting
at. They made jokes about that, too.
Yeah, like
Zack Ryder fell for the chair 3 times. I don't know how he even... Like, that's insane. Three times.
Amazing. That was, like, the first episode. That was amazing. But he's Slater in one of the later episodes. It might have been the last episode, actually. He goes into the room, and he's like, is this a swerve? Like, 3D... How cool would that be, by the way? 3D wrestling, but...
They've experimented with it. I don't think they've had any success.
Yeah. He was just kind of like, huh, I guess there's nothing wrong here. Yep. And then, boom. There's something wrong.
Something wrong. I don't know. It was good. I liked it. The Miz one, though. Where he, like, gets his full entrance in a, like, a coffee shop.
Yes.
He beats up the jerk.
You know what did catch my eye, though, during that segment?
What?
There was two, not only were they wrestling fans, but they were wearing wrestling attire, like wrestling shirts.
Seemed very convenient.
What are the odds? You're going to have, all right, wrestling fans, maybe, just by the off chance, but them wearing wrestling shirts? Although, actually, you know what?
What?
You know what? If they were filming there, that means they probably had a live show or a show in that town.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
And you know what? When you have a wrestling show in that town, you see wrestling shirts all over the town that day, that weekend.
Well, not all over the town for me.
If it's a pay-per-view, I've never been to a pay-per-view. Like WrestleMania,
WrestleMania,
it was so cool. Every restaurant I went to that weekend, there was at least like 10 different people with wrestling shirts on.
WrestleMania.
Well, it's
though.
Obviously
that's
different.
Like
but I've been to many pay-per-views as well, and there's always wrestling shirts around. So
yeah.
So if it was a pay-per-view, I can 100% see them having wrestling shirts. But who knows?
All right.
Who knows? That did catch my eye, though. And we finished Raw, I believe, right?
Yeah. So...
And I'm pretty sure I said everything important about my live event that I wanted to say.
All right. In that case, probably about time to wrap things up.
Go ahead. You're good.
Hey, please leave a review, like, on whatever you read or whatever you listen to, if it's Stitcher, if it's iTunes, whatever. Just please leave a favorable review. If you write something cool, then we'll give you a shout-out right here on the podcast. We just really want to know what you're annoyed of.
Like, that's why you heard our old theme song today. That's why you heard our old theme song today,
because
some of you spoke up about, which
you hated.
Oh, we had a terrible theme, which we already knew. But we definitely like feedback. I mean, anything can help. Sure. If it's, hey, we don't like Kevin, they'll kick me out. So.
Nah. Nah, we'll just like do one episode a week that's just you, just to spite them.
No, but if you do think one of us talks too much and doesn't give other people time, something like that.
Yeah, just like whatever you would like to listen to, just let us know.
I find myself talking over people too much on this show, so I'm giving myself feedback.
Way too much. Fuck Kevin. Hashtag it. Hashtag fuck Kevin. So follow the podcast on Twitter @WeLiveWrestling. Follow me on Twitter at TheNerdDream. Follow Kevin on Twitter at JerichoWannabe1, is it?
Hey! I'm wearing my Jericho shirt.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Visit our website. LiveWrestlingPod.weebly.com. So yeah, that's it.
And it's not live wrestling, by the way.
No, it's live. Yeah. Live wrestling.
When I was first told about this podcast, I thought it was called live wrestling. I was like, wow, are we doing this live or something? No, it's live.
We could do that, but it would be
disappointed. No, but actually, if we ever have a live show, I think we should call it live wrestling for that day. That'd be cool.
Except for all right, yes. Well, anyway.
We're getting off topic. Something we do often here. So, Raw.
Yeah. Actually, we did pretty well. Well, Raw's over. Fuck you. Thank you so much for listening to Live Wrestling Podcast, and we will see you in the future, I guess.
As always.
We'll talk into your ear holes in the near future.
As always, you can... It's your part. DB. DB, yep. Not Daniel Bryan.
What? What am I supposed to be
doing? How did you forget about our Lord and Savior, Derek Bateman?
As always. Please do me a favor. Tweet us at Ethan Carter TNA. Hey, Derek Bateman. We loved you in Baywatch. Please listen.